Now to New Delhi, where classical Indian music blends with electronica in a new album, Medieval Times. The artists call themselves the Medieval Pundits. They spoke with producer Derek Rath about this latest creation.
Gaurav Raina and Tapan Raj have been performing for a decade as the Medieval Pundits, but they've known each other since third grade. It wasn't until college that their musical adventures began to take shape. When the self-confessed tech heads began thinking about the music they wanted to create for themselves, they naturally gravitated to synthesizers and electronics. Tapan Raj.
Yeah, we were tech savvy, both of us. So we knew how to put a little bit of electronics together and maybe make a song arrangement. So we thought, okay, let's have some fun and let's maybe buy some cheap gear and see if we can put some music together.
The Medieval Pundits' sound emerged from the duo's eclectic tastes that reached well beyond the traditions of India. Gaurav Raina.
Well, at that time, we were sort of listening to the new sound, harder sound of like Chemical Brothers, Prodigy. We were trying to sort of replicate, say, Prodigy's track, but then we were just twisted with putting some Indian stuff on it. We found out what we wanted, in a way, by doing that, yeah.
And what they wanted was to include their roots in their music.
This is something which is coming naturally, so why do we want to push ourselves to make something which is, you know, completely Western and it's not even sounding so cool to our ears anymore?
It was not easy, but Gaurav said their first album, Fabric, did turn ears at home and especially abroad, partly due to its electronic style.
That was a more international friendly album. This album we have tried to go deeper into Indian classical, Indian folk, and then make that a little more centric and then bass, give it a whole feel of like Western breakbeat or drum and bass or house.
The new CD, Medieval Times, is a more encompassing progression of Western and Eastern elements. It contains appearances from some major artists more associated with Indian classical music. Ustad Sultan Khan is a renowned virtuoso of the sarangi, a traditional stringed instrument, which he plays on this track, Sathi, as well as providing the vocals.
Beginning, the Indian classical scene as such is very, very academic. It's kind of scary in a way for people who don't belong in it. However, there were people like Sultan Khan Saab and other people who are at the top who actually gave us a pat on the back and said, "We like your stuff. You know, it's very interesting." They knew what we were doing because they recognized the Indian part.
This non-academic approach is appreciated internationally by an audience more familiar with dance club grooves than the finer points of Indian classical music. Medieval Times is an example of diplomacy through music, but the Medieval Pundits are aware that it takes both integrity and clarity of vision for the emerging global nation to get the message. Tapan Raj.
Even now in India also, still find a lot of our stuff very alien, very new. But as and when the set progresses, I think the audience realizes what's happening. What are these artists trying to do over here? They're trying to create a certain mood. So you can make out that this song was made when these guys were feeling really excited and they were jumping up and down in the studio. And that will probably be a kind of song that will be later down in the set. To start it off, you know, there'll be romantic tracks, or tracks which we're chilling out when you're feeling good. It talks about our travels, it talks about our, you know, emotional state of mind, and I think down the line in our set, the audience realizes that that's the common thing, and that's when they get into the music.
For NPR News, I'm Derek Rath in Los Angeles.